All right, podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter, what's up, you idiot?
What's that, you big, moron?
You dumb hungover idiot.
Dude, so I have this, you know, one of those like those lights that you have for like, I don't know, Zoom calls or like selfie sticks or whatever.
The beauty lights. Yeah, the beauty lights.
It's the round light. So I got one right here that you can't see in the screen. And dude, I am hungover and it sucks. This is bad. So,
You know, this these podcasts have been giving me a complex, man, because every time I look, I'm like, look at my fat little round face. I don't know if it's the angle.
Dude, nobody looks good. Hey, for, you know what? Respect. I guess maybe respect to you people out there that take selfies every single day, because any time that I pull that front face camera up,
dude, it's like, terrible.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, is that the face I'm fucking walking around with every day? This is horrible.
Oh, God, dude, yeah.
Let's see if it's better with my hat backwards.
It looks good. You look good. You don't hung over like I do.
I'm just a fat, ugly piece of shit. Look at me. I like
a bloated face.
I like it forwards. Anyway, I've been shaving too. So I shaved the other day, and then 2 days later, my facial hair grows so fast. So I've been doing that. I figure with the baby on the way, I want to keep shaving so my baby doesn't see me with the big old bushy beard and is scared. She's already got to hear this voice.
No, what you do is, have you ever seen those videos of the kids who know their dad with a bunch of facial hair, then they shave and they start crying?
Actually, that happened to me. It's so funny. I do remember this. I wasn't like, I was probably a toddler, maybe like, you know, fourth grade, something like that. My dad had a beard for most. So what he'd do is he'd start in like the fall and he'd grow it out until his birthday. And he got a big old bushy beard. And I remember one time I came home and he just got done shaving. And like, he walked out of the bathroom. And I came around the corner. I'm like, oh, who are you? Yeah. I didn't recognize him right away. And I'm like, ah, it scared me, man.
It's wild. So, hey, real quick, for instance, our buddy Rick just shaved his beard. I've never known Rick without a beard.
No.
He posted a picture of a clean shaven face. That's not Rick.
Didn't recognize him, man. Yeah, dude. Did not recognize him. Yeah.
It is wild. It is wild what facial hair can really do to you, you know?
Rick, if you're listening, you look fucking hot, bro.
I mean it.
Well, anyway, well, let's get to it here on the After Show podcast. It's time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. Do what you want with it. We don't care. It don't matter. That's whatever. It's the beauty of it. Your fact for today. Dude, you know, we ranted yesterday. I'm going to rant again today.
Oh, boy.
So, the Beatles mention a walrus in three of their songs, Glass Onion, Come Together, and of course, I Am the Walrus. So they like walruses. So you heard it.
So that fact just doesn't even matter. I know. I didn't even register that fact because I know where you're going with this.
The Beatles are so fucking overrated. I just. And you know what? The older I get, the more I'm just tired of people just, the Beatles,
the greatest.
Shut up. The Beatles were average at best. All right. They came around. Dude, there were so many other bands at that. For example, the Animals. I think the Animals came out like 6 months after the Beatles had nothing. You're going to tell me that at the same time that the House of the Rising Sun was released and you had I Want to Hold Your Hand. Go fuck yourself. All right. There's no way, dude. It kills me. It just, and now I'm not saying they're the worst thing ever. They're fine musicians,
right. But
people to sit there and go, they're the greatest ever. You know, shut up. Yeah.
Shut up. It's the old videos of the ladies, like literally crying, just losing their mind. I never saw it. You know, I guess it's to each their own. I didn't grow up in the era. I have listened to the music and like you said, it's fine. It's not the worst music I've ever heard.
No,
it's definitely not the greatest music I've ever heard. People not comparing it to other music? Like,
literally anything else.
Come on.
I was doing some research and I remember there's this one song and I'll say, I love one of our sister stations, The Lake, and they do, I don't want to talk bad, but they do the Beatle Brunch. And that's the only time I don't listen is because I don't like that much Beatles music. It's just nonstop Beatles music. And so they go deep into the library. And one of the songs I heard one time, it's called, what's it called? Besame Mucho. And they have a part in there where they sing in Spanish. And I was looking up on this because I'm like, what is this song? Doing my research on it, they literally recorded it as a joke because they thought it'd sound funny. That's it. And I'm like, you can't tell me.
And then people lose their minds over it, you know?
I just wish people would stop saying that they're the greatest thing ever. And John Lennon was a genius. And Paul McCartney was. Look, I really love George Harrison. As a guitar player, I think George Harrison is a great, super talented guy. He was in the Traveling Wilburys, one of my favorite bands of all time, with Tom Petty and Roy Orbison and George Harrison. And who was the other guy in there? I can't think of it. Anyway, but I don't know. Just this whole conversation of the Beatles being the greatest band ever, it's just ridiculous. It's asinine.
It just proves, Brock, that, like, to each their own. Like
yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to be honest, like in my day, I could enjoy some techno music and you laugh your ass off at that, you know, it's ridiculous. And I look back at it and I'm like, oh God, you know, but there's something about it that I enjoyed that, like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, but dude, the fucking Beatles though.
The big, I mean, like, is it worth that much praise? Is it worth that much praise You know what I mean?
What's wild about it too is there's people completely on the other side that will tell you everything about why they're great, why it is what it is, and why they're still considered, you know, the greatest that has ever, you know.
I was talking to someone time about this, and I made the comment about how I think the Beatles are overrated. And they flat out told me, like, people say that don't get it. And I'm like, dude, don't tell me I don't get it. Don't tell me I don't understand music. Like, you know, I get music. I play guitar. I understand music. I've studied it. I deal with it every single day. Don't tell me I don't understand it. What I don't think is, it's just weird to me. Like, it's weird to me.
It's a touchy subject.
What just goes to show you how passionate people get about music. And there's people that hate country music. I actually enjoy country. Well, not new country. I shouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed country music up until about 2004. And then it just, but there's people that love it now, you know, and I don't know.
There's two things that I live by. And what's worse, Brock, what pisses people off more? Beatles, not that good. Or Bruce Lee was a pussy.
It's in that same. It's in that same people up. It does a what?
It hits him deep. Like, no, he's not. He's the greatest martial. Was he?
So here, this is where we look at 1964. Okay, 1964 is "I Want to Hold Your Hand." That's when that came out. So I'm going to look up songs released in 1964.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great songs. There's a lot of great songs.
So let's see. Songs released in 1964. "Pretty Woman" by Roy Orbison. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I thought it was going to. Okay. So here's the Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles from 1964. Number one was "I Want to Hold Your Hand." Honestly, not a bad song. Number two, "She Loves You" by the Beatles. Let's see. You had "Pretty Woman" by Roy Orbison. "I Get Around" by the Beach Boys. Way better, man.
Love that song. That's a great song.
Let's see. I'm trying to look. There's a lot of
Doo-Wah Diddy. Great song.
Yeah, by Manfred Mann. Yeah, great song, man. Great song.
You know what? For the longest time as a child. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say.
I always got the Beatles and the Beach Boys mixed up as a kid. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe I just thought because of the name was, I don't know.
Well, it was a lot of similar stuff. Here's another one. Okay, you're going to tell me that the Beatles and "I Want to Hold Your Hand" is better than the Drifters' "Under the Boardwalk"? No, absolutely not. Are you kidding?
Dude, that's not even a comparison. I mean, come on. Yeah. Anybody that has heard music. Come on. To each their own, but come on.
"Jay and the Americans," come a little bit closer. "I Want to Hold Your Hand" is better than "Jay and the..." Shut up. God, it kills me, man. You know, I said it was a little bit. "The House of the Rising Sun" was in 1964, and there is no way that the Beatles had anything better than "The House of the..." Dude, that song is dark and awesome and so good by the Animals, and you're gonna say that the Beatles? I can't get on board with that.
Like I said, man, it strikes a soft spot for some people because they absolutely love the Beatles, and if you do, I'm not. We're not sitting here saying that they're terrible. We're just not saying that they're as good as you think they are.
And again, that's our opinion. We understand that. Yes, we weren't a teenager back in 1964. I understand that it was a different. Same thing with people and Elvis. Of course, I think Elvis is one of the greatest of all time. And you wouldn't have the Beatles without Elvis. Keep that in mind, too. He was, 10 years before the Beatles even, were a blip on the radar. So, and again, I get it. But I just, this whole thing about.
Here's just honestly. So you watch the Beatle documentary and then you watch the Elvis documentary and just shots from concerts. I can understand why women were falling to their knees for Elvis. Yeah. I completely don't understand about the Beatles, though.
I don't either. Their hair was long. Oh! Right.
And it just proves that, it proves to me that I'm not saying it just because they're old school and I didn't grow up with it. Because with Elvis, I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Dude, I would fall on my knees for Elvis, for God's sake.
But I don't look at the Beatles. Too much.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever have. There'll never be an answer to this. Beatles, Stones. Who's the greatest of all time? Except for the fact that we know that the Beatles were not the greatest of all time. Any band that has three songs about walruses or with a walrus in it is not the greatest band of all time. End of story.
I agree with you on this one, man. Yeah. Typically, we butt heads on subjects, but you know what? Yeah. This one
we know.
Beatles.
So how do we wrap this up? Fuck the Beatles. Is that what we're
saying? I don't know. That's a little impressive. Yeah, we might get fired for this one, but sensitive subject.
Yeah. All right. Well, go listen to some other stuff. Like I said, look up top songs from 1964 and you'll see a lot of great songs on there other than the Beatles that you should probably give a try. So.
Oh, and Bruce Lee is a pussy.
They're running with that. All right, folks. Thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time with another fact and opinion right here on the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. Later.